The Bible tells us this. We can go to a couple different passages that look at this. That in John chapter 1, verse 12, we can find this in the psalmist. Listen to this from the Psalms. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. In the New Testament, there are several examples of prayers that are offered up by people that don't know God. And in each of these instances where the prayer is heard, it is a prayer of confession. It is a prayer of seeking forgiveness. It is a prayer of what we might call in the church salvation. It's coming to Jesus. It's confessing that I'm a sinner and I need you, Jesus. I'm lost without you. Will you please forgive me? It's that type of prayer that the Bible tells us God hears from anyone. Jesus said, I'll never turn anyone away from me. I'll hear their prayers of confession. But the Bible also reveals this to us. This came from a story where Jesus healed a blind man, and then the blind man made this statement. It's in the Bible. Jesus did not refute it. And here's what he said. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. If this man, now he's talking about Jesus, if this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Jesus didn't refute that because it's a truth. God doesn't listen to sinners. He hears their prayers because God hears everything, but he doesn't heed them. But he does those who know him. He listens to the prayer of a person seeking forgiveness, of wanting salvation, of coming into faith in God. He hears those prayers 100%. You can rest assured that God hears that prayer. But if you don't know God, if you refuse to accept him as Lord, then who are you praying to? If you don't believe in God, why are you praying? I just wanted to ask that question as we come into this. Now, if today you want to come to know Jesus and you want to pray a prayer that you can bank on that he will hear, I gave you that prayer earlier. I'll read it again here. This is a prayer that Jesus will always hear. The prayer of a person confessing their sin. Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to be punished for my sin. But I believe you can forgive my sin and that you died in my place, taking my punishment, suffering my penalty from the sin I've done. Please forgive me. I now accept your free gift of forgiveness and I commit to living for you going forward. If that's a prayer you need to pray right now, pray it. We're all thinking about death, let's be honest. We're all thinking about death and dying right now. It's happening all around us. Do you know where that's going to land you? When that day comes, death is human. We all face it. If you want to be sure of what happens after that death, pray that prayer. Seek God's forgiveness. Come to know him. And now if you've made that prayer way back when, somewhere along the line, chances are, since that moment, you've probably slipped up. Guilty! Let's spend a moment here saying, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me for this. Forgive me for whatever it was, losing my anger, saying something I shouldn't, looking at something I shouldn't, doing something I shouldn't have. Let's bring God our confession in this moment. You go ahead right there at home, bow your head, close your eyes. Bring your confession to God. God, I love the song that the worship team just sang for us and with us. We need you. That is 100% a prayer you will hear every time from the saints as well as the sinners. We need you. And I pray, God, that if somebody is watching, if somebody jumped online, that they jumped on right at the right moment, and that today may be the day, if they don't know you, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. I pray that through this whole mess that our world is in, that many people will turn their hearts towards you, and they will pray that prayer of confession, the sinner's confession, that we need you. I'm a sinner. I need your grace. I need your forgiveness. Thank you for dying for me. I now accept the gift. Accept the gift of forgiveness and salvation. Hear that prayer. But God, we also come to you with our confession. We don't live right from time to time. There's still that old sin nature that wells up inside of us, and we do something stupid, or we do something intentional. And we need to just bring that to you, or we do bring that to you. Hear our prayer. Forgive us of our sin. We bring you our confession this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Thank you for Easter that we get to celebrate in 2 weeks. Thank you that we can be forgiven of our sin. And this we pray in Jesus' name, because it's by his blood we can make any confession. Amen. We've kept our numbers rather low in the building this morning intentionally. We're moving into the last segment, and this is a segment of guidance. I invited or asked Rich Maynard to come. He's going to read some scripture to us this morning, just of guidance. So I want you to listen to these words. Pay attention to what he reads. He's going to read two passages, one from Psalm 23, a very familiar psalm, and then out of Matthew. I read this last week, but I want us to hear this again this morning about worry. So tune in a little bit here. I'm going to grab the mic for Rich, and he's going to read us some scripture today.
Psalm 23, Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
But seek first his kingdom. It's asking God for guidance, seeking after his will. You know, right now, we need guidance more than ever. And so can I ask you to pray for guidance in about four different ways? Number one, pray for guidance for yourself. God, back to that, send me. God, how do you want me to be guided? What do you want me to do? Pray for guidance in your family, number two. Number three, pray for guidance in our church. Our church needs guidance during these times. And lastly, and this is huge, folks, I don't care what your persuasion is when it comes to politics, but I know I do not want to be the president of the United States right now, nor the governor, nor a mayor. I don't want those jobs right now. Those guys, those gals, they need guidance. They need help like none other time. Let's pray for them. Rather than bash them or get mad at them or criticize them, let's first be people of prayer and pray for them. So guidance for your family, guidance for you, guidance for your family, guidance for our church, and guidance for our officials that have been elected to govern us during even these tough times. Let's pray to that end. You pray for a couple minutes or a minute, and then I'll wrap us up in prayer. Father, I thank you that we could pull apart some time in the midst of this rushed season, even though we're all stuck at home, and just spend time with you. You are our dad, our father. Thank you for hearing our prayers this morning. And now we wrap up with this final piece of this prayer, seeking guidance. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. I pray that you will guide each of the families and each of the people who are listening this morning. God, show them during this time what you would like them to do. Give moms and dads insight and wisdom to know how to occupy all of that still time with their kids, with productive things, not just a TV or an iPad and a video game. But God, give us insight and wisdom as to how to draw together as a family. Give us guidance as to how, as a family, we can do things for other people in different ways. God, guide us as individuals. Guide us as a family. Father, I pray for your guidance for our church. These are strange times. We're learning to do church differently. And I pray that you'll guide us, that you'll help us still be the church, that you'll help us lean in as others lean out, that we will still care for people, we will still love people that are inside the church as well as those that are outside the church. Maybe reaching out to people we otherwise might never have spoken to or never touched. So God, guide us as a congregation. And this morning, God, I end this service with this prayer. I pray you will guide and lead our nation. We have elected officials. We all voted, whether we voted for them or not. They are in charge right now. And I can't imagine how they even can find time to sleep. And so, God, I pray that you will give those officials rest, that you'll give them peace of mind and peace of heart as they make some very, very difficult decisions for us. I pray, God, that your spirit will settle upon our president, upon our vice president, who's taken a major role in this whole pandemic. I pray for the governors across this land who wield the power for the people. It's not the president, but the governors. And so, God, I pray for these officials that you will lead them and that you will guide them, that you'll give them wisdom as they try to curb this pandemic. They try to curb this virus threat. And then it may go away. So, Father, give them strength and wisdom and guidance during this time. God, we wrap up this prayer this morning, praising you and bringing you glory. Jesus, big brother, thank you for teaching us how to pray. Thank you for giving us this model. Hear our prayers, not just this morning, but all week long. In your name, we pray. Amen.